Hey there, everybody, especially you Falcons fans. Welcome to Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Our Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. Big win over the Green Bay Packers. A lot of great plays. A couple I want to show you. And I want to start with their defense, who played excellent this ball game, held Aaron Rodgers to 0 points in that first half. And I'm going to show you just how they did it on this particular play here. We talked about getting pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and that's a must. You got to find ways to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers. This is what we're going to call a delayed blitz. DM Jones is going to come with this delayed blitz. He's going to come on this way, but it's all done by Freeney, who's here, and also Babineau. They're going to take all this right here with the guard in the center. He's going to take the guard in the center. He's going to occupy the guard in the center. The Falcons are only bringing five, so they have five linemen who should be able to pick up this blitz because the Falcons are bringing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it should be picked up, but they do not pick it up because this center spends too much time with Babineau when he crosses here. And also, on the outside, watch DeBondre Campbell, another rookie. He gets the pressure, the jam on the tight end. The receiver is going to go, running back, excuse me, is going to go outside, but he's not even looking. So Aaron Rodgers has nowhere to go with the football. This is part of the plan, was to jam receivers on the outside. So Aaron Rodgers wanted to get rid of it quick. He can't because of the pressure. Nobody's even looking yet. So as the play gets started, here comes the – now, look, there's the center. The center should come off and block Deion Jones, and he should come here, and the guard should come over, and there, here comes the tackle. They should have it all blocked up. But he spends too much time on Babineau, and here comes Deion Jones on the delayed blitz here. Aaron Rodgers wants to get rid of the ball, but look here. Matchup, not even looking at the ball. Running back is coming out the backfield. He's not even looking yet. Randall Cobb's coming here, but he's still into his route. By the time he gets upfield, there's the pressure. Now comes Randall Cobb. His head's still not around. You see the activity here as well, but just a great job of the pressure. Nobody has time to see upfield.
It's a great job of getting upfield, great job of pressuring and jamming those receivers, not letting them have a free release. No time for Aaron Rodgers to throw the football. Great time pressure by the Atlanta Falcons. That's how they irritated Aaron Rodgers. Great defensive play by the Falcons, how they had a great game plan. Let's talk offensively. Let's talk number 11. Some people who call him, maybe he's not a human. He makes plays like this throughout a ball game. But I'm going to talk about play design and how the play action of this play really got Julio open and how they are such in tune, Julio and Matt Ryan, on this particular play. Now, on the outside, you got Patrick DeMarco. He's going to come inside here, and he's going to create the I formation. They're going to, you see, Julio is already in the slot. So by him being in the slot, it forces when he comes down here for this corner to play off. Once he plays off, this safety comes down in the box, and the Falcons are going to run play action here. And as soon as they go play action, what happens is this safety steps up, and Julio is running this what we call a seam or right up the middle. And the safety is already playing over here because he's got two receivers. He's going to end up getting back to the middle of the field, but there's going to be a huge, huge void in the middle of this field to throw the football. So the play gets started. Here comes DeMarco coming back to create the I formation. And now you see the safety. Safety comes down in the box. The corner has to play off because Julio has this what we call a tight split. So he has to play off coverage because he can't play so tight here. He got so much room to cover on the outside. Safety corner plays off. Julio's going to run this seam. And watch the play action from the front side and what it does to this safety right here. Play action. Here it comes. You see Matt Ryan gives a signal check. Automatically, here comes. His first step on the play action is here. Julio is already into his route, and here's where the hole is. Safety's going back to the middle of the field, but look how much grass there is to throw the football. Corner's playing outside leverage because the safety's inside, and here's the play action coming this way. Everybody's stepping down. Backers coming down because of the play action. Play action up. And now look, Matt's already ready to throw. The ball's out his hand, and Julio's just coming out his break. Ball's almost halfway there, and look at the timing of this route. As soon as Julio's coming out of it, the timing of it hits him right in stride, and that's the play action. That's the design you get by Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, just creating that space. Kyle Shanahan does a good job of drawing things up so they can create those lanes, and they take advantage of it. Thank you guys for joining me. We're going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be fun. Got the New England Patriots, and it's going to be fun to watch. All right, thank you for joining me. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. This has been Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. See you in the Super Bowl.